As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Tyler Thompson walked into Buffalo and almost beat them. 34-31 Bills win, 6, 113, and a touchdown in that game. So in two consecutive playoff games, he had 14 catches, 314 yards, and 5 touchdowns. That's essentially like you could be the Steelers wide receiver 2 if you just put those two games on tape. You could have their wide receiver 2 job for a whole season, and your production would be about what they've been getting from the Van Jeffersons of the world. Better than, actually.
I mean, people are going to dog what he was unable to do last season in Jacksonville, and I might be getting ahead of myself here, but you brought up Van Jefferson, so it did spark me. Gabe Davis only played, I think, in 10 games last season. His numbers are very close to what Van Jefferson put up with the Steelers.
He 20 for 239 and 2 touchdowns, but that's the thing. So there's a couple things to know about this, because this is, we're all sitting here like, if everyone's ever gone up to Pima Tuning and gone to the reservoir where you take like a bunch of stale bread and throw it to the fish, and they're just all like, they're all causing like a froth. You can't even see water because there's so many fish waiting. You ever done that, Donnie? When you have Okay, so I was going to say, if you haven't, when you have kids someday, you will. Those fish are just up there, just greedy little SOBs. That's what we're all like with Steelers news. I mean, I'm just being very blunt and honest, especially if it involves them getting a wide receiver too, because Bobby Trees, I don't think, cuts it for most people, unless you're Nick Faribault, the world's biggest Robert Woods fan. Sorry, Nick, we like you. So, you know, we see this news and everyone freaks out. Relevant to know, our boy over at SpotTrack, Michael Jannetty, who I think is one of the most useful resources on the entire internet, he said Davis earning $11.5 million from the Jags this season per his release. He is likely a 1.17 minimum salary, so vet minimum guy for another team this year. So he's cheap. So that's the first thing to know about Gabe Davis. Cheap if you get him, most likely. He has also traveled and talked to, I think, the 49ers. The Giants were kicking the tires. This is concurrent, by the way, with Jonnu Smith of the Steelers basically being reported as a non-issue for the Steelers, non-factor, not happening. You and I think, are going to differ on this, and we're going to get the skinny on Gabe Davis from somebody who covered him for the first 4 years of his career very closely in about 15 minutes coming up. I'm not that impressed. Like, I look at him as a guy who put up some huge numbers in games where the entire country was watching, and therefore you go, oh my God, this dude is a monster. But whose numbers for the Steelers, it's the old ham sandwich to a man in the desert analogy. It's going to taste like the best food ever because the guy hasn't been eating. His numbers, like if you look at 2022, oh my God, 48 catches, 836 yards and 7 touchdowns, sign me up. He absolutely strikes me as a Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs creation. He, like if you want to use the more localized example, and he never put up numbers like this, and it's hard for me to say it definitively. They're very different players. I think Juju at his best was probably a more useful NFL player, maybe. It's kind of very hard to say. But he's kind of like the Juju when AB and Ben were still here. Juju puts up a couple crazy statistical seasons because He's seeing single coverage. He's seeing favorable matchups. Diggs plays his time in Buffalo for 4 years. Davis. He's there when Stephon Diggs is still getting the lion's share of the attention, when Josh Allen himself is just kind of getting a ton of attention for what he's capable of. And I think he feasted. But when you look closer at the numbers, you know what you see? A guy who only caught like the catch percentage here, which I think are, these are things that I look at. Receptions divided by targets. Very simple, right? He has never caught in his career more than 56.5% of the passes thrown his way. That 2022 season, which in pretty much every respect, Donnie, is his best year as a pro statistically, he barely caught 50% of the balls thrown to him. Some of those can be put on the quarterback, but some are on the receiver. Went and did a little bit more digging. 9 drops that year. He dropped almost 10% of the passes thrown his way that season. Then I went and looked a little further. Drop percentage of at least 6% or higher and at least 20 cumulative drops for 2020 to 2023. I'm essentially chucking last year out the window because he was hurt, but I'll get to that in a minute. 20 drops and a 6% or higher drop percentage. There's a couple huge names on there. Higgins and Chase are both in there. No one questions whether Jamar Chase is, you know, top 3 receiver in the league. No one really questions how good T. Higgins is. The rest of the guys on there are varying degrees of good. They're all pretty good players. You have to get a fair amount of passes thrown your way to even register here. I would say it jumps out to me with Davis more than anybody else. I think he's kind of a one-trick pony. You don't see Gabe Davis running like a detail route tree. He basically runs a lot of go balls. He gets targeted way down the field. He doesn't break a ton of tackles. He's going to catch the football on longer routes. Granted, Aaron Rodgers, if he ends up being this team's quarterback, can throw those. But I don't think he like offers you. I don't think he offers you a compliment to DK Metcalf. That's really where I zero out on this. I think you'd want somebody that does some things differently than DK Metcalf. I think Gabe Davis is a big, fat, pretty fast guy who does largely the same stuff that DK Metcalf's going to do. He's 6'2", he's 225, he's a big target. But it's been diminishing returns for him for a couple of years now. Passer rating when targeted. High point of 103.2 in 21, dropped to 80 the next year. What does that say about you if Josh Allen's your quarterback and that's what your target or your passer rating when they target you is? Nothing good, I would argue. So I'm anti this. I think it's got a lot of people pumped up. Here's the other reason I'm anti this, Donnie. Before I let you sound off, there's a reason teams have kicked the tires on him so far since Jacksonville released him as a failed physical designation and no one's picked him up yet. I think teams are worried about his health.
Yeah, which is tough because he is only 26. Like, he is still a very young player. And I'm not going to talk about the guy like he's Jerry Rice or Randy Moss or even a tenth or a hundredth of what those guys were as players. But you brought up the analogy of the man starving. That is what the Steelers have done to themselves and to their fans, for that matter, because we have hit the same problem that we hit last season. I brought it up when they traded George Pickens, and I know the big question with the Metcalf move was, oh, can they coexist? Does this mean they will trade George Pickens? Ultimately, it did. But you and Pony were pretty celebratory of that, and I know that George Pickens was a pain in the ass, but we had to know that it was going to put them in a situation like this where we're talking about Gabe Davis, like this dude's going to be a real option. They did it to themselves. They could have had DK Metcalf and George Pickens, but they didn't even want to try.
But I think George Pickens, again, is like a redundant skill set with Metcalf. And I'm not going to try to say that if you could get George Pickens on the straight and narrow, that wouldn't have been awesome. But it's also one of those questions where if George Pickens was somebody that they felt like they could rely on, they probably don't go out and pay DK Metcalf after they trade for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that point. But we saw that Pickens move happen, and I know the immediate reaction was for us to say, oh, I mean, let's go get Keenan Allen. He's still playing well in his mid-30s. Amari Cooper was better than what he showed in Buffalo last year. They just kind of lost him in the shuffle. And now they could very well settle on Gabe Davis, because they might be afraid to do what they did last offseason when they waited around forever thinking that they were going to get their big wide receiver too, and they never got him.
of guys who have played for the Bills recently, I would have been more like enthusiastic about Amari Cooper just because of what if you assume Aaron Rodgers will be their quarterback, I think he's a more detail-oriented guy than Gabe Davis. Like,
I agree with you.
Here's another question I'll give you really quick here, because we got Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter and just reporter covering the team for WGR in Buffalo coming up next, and he's going to give us like the straight dirt on what this guy was and wasn't with the Bills. We know Rodgers is very prickly if he's going to be the Steelers' quarterback, and I'll operate for the purposes of this hypothetical under that impression. We know he's prickly about details with his receivers. Would you rather have Gabe Davis, who in a vacuum is better than Alan Lazard because he's a big guy, big play threat, but maybe not as detail-oriented? Or would you rather have the guy that the quarterback you've already kind of sold out for is comfortable with? This pains me to say it. I'd probably rather have Lazard because I think there's already a built-in relationship.
They're probably going to end up doing that anyway.
I also think, like, we kind of gloss over injuries sometimes in the league. He's going to be available for veteran minimum, bottom line, because teams aren't sure he's healthy.
Yeah, he's a cheap player.
Like, and that's I think, like, what you can't lose sight of in these discussions.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.